بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to our special show, The Days of Virtue, when we are talking about these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Special days, brothers and sisters, that really need our attention and inshallah ta'ala our exerted effort. And with me today is الشيخ مصطفى محمود. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. كيف حالك سيدي؟
الحمد لله. How are you, Sheikh?
الحمد لله.
MashaAllah. It's a pleasure to have you with us here today, inshallah. And I know you're going to be talking about, giving us a lot of information about these days of virtue, inshallah ta'ala. So, Sheikh, let's start off with our first question, inshallah ta'ala. Sheikh, now, why does Allah choose special months over others?
SubhanAllah, first of all, I would like to say I'm honored to be here. And it's sharaf indeed, especially to be with someone like yourself. Alhamdulillah. But in terms of the special days, or maybe why does Allah pick certain months other than others to make them special? Alayna an na'lam, we have to understand something really important. The Quran was revealed for us. And through the Quran, we learn things that we did not have any knowledge of. And among the things that Allah has mentioned, in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah يقول إن عدة الشهور عند الله إثنى عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. You notice that this small sentence that I've read from the verse, small piece, is divided to three parts. Number one, Allah talks about the count of the months in a year. And when we talk about the year, we're talking about the lunar calendar.
Yes.
So Allah says, indeed, the count of the months in a year, عند الله, especially to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ones He has chosen, they are 12. But from those 12, He has put them in His book, in a lawh, في كتاب الله. Part two is, يوم خلق السماوات والأرض, from the day He created the heavens and the earth. This tells us something. Before we even look for the special months, special days, we need to understand that Allah has already created for us the days. And in those days, He created months. And in those months, He created years. So that mankind can know exactly how to evolve and move forward. But from them, out of virtue and love from Himself, and also having mercy for us, He said, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ. يعني, these four are known to be sacred, the best of all. There's a reason behind it, which we need to understand. When Allah picks and chooses, we just need to submit and say, Alhamdulillah, these are days that Allah have favored more than others.
Yes.
Now I'm saying.
MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. So these are the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses months over others. Yes. Sheikh, and why are the days of Dhul Hijjah significant and why are they important for us?
Allah. Now, let's narrow it down a little bit. And first of all, need to understand. After understanding that we have months which are sacred, كما يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم استدار الزمان كهيئته يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. The time or زمان has already turned and gone back to how it was before, which means if we had Dhul Qa'dah, then it has come back to Dhul Qa'dah again.
Yeah.
Like literally the year has gone and already came back to how it was. And that's how life is. What goes around comes around. Mm. And life is always a repetition of cycles and history and all of that. We know that.
Yes.
History teaches us. But then he mentions that in the zaman, in the period of time that we have in this life, when the time changes and it comes back to how it was, from those months, we have those months which are sacred as 4 months. ثلاث متواليات, three that are literally consecutive, okay. But one is separate. From among those, we have Dhul Qa'dah, we have Dhul Hijjah, we have Muharram, and then we have Rajab. Lakin, to make Dhul Hijjah special than any other days, it's because we need to go even down, even lower, like basically specific, narrow even more. We come to understand that we have the 10 nights of Ramadan, the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, and we have the 10 days of Muharram. But the first 10 days of Muharram and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, notice something. I made a difference between the last 10 nights of Ramadan and also the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah and also the first 10 days of Muharram.
Muharram, yes.
But there's something here. Why Dhul Hijjah than Ramadan and Muharram?
Yeah. SubhanAllah, Sheikh. Why? That is the question. Why do we choose? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah as significant days? Why are they so important, Sheikh?
As-Salaf al-Salih, the great people and the righteous of the past, subhanAllah, what they used to do is on the last 10 nights of Ramadan, they would live not only in ibadah, but they would starve themselves to the extent that sometimes some of them you feel that they're disheveled. Whereas that's not the case. They're doing constant ibadah, just worshipping Allah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan because they're trying to look for Laylatul Qadr. But then in the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, you notice that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something special. There are no days which ibadah is greater than any other day if compared to the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. The Sahabas asked, وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Even jihad, striving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, literally physically going out for the name of Allah, that doesn't really count? Rasulullah said, no. Now, that's not the case only. I want us to narrow it even lower and understand to our level. There are no days, even months, that you would be able to complete the five pillars of Islam. Only in these days you can do that.
SubhanAllah, Sheikh, is that right?
Yes. And how does it happen? In the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we mainly pray, we mainly fast, we do a lot of Quran, and also dhikr, adhkar, and all of that. And also we seek istighfar from Allah, isn't it? And we seek for Laylatul Qadr as well. But on Muharram as well, because the sacredness of Muharram is because it's the first month of the lunar calendar, and we have the Tasu'a and Ashura. But yes, we don't want to go there. Let's come to the Hijjah. How are we able in these 10 days to worship Allah by acting upon the five pillars? We have the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah, if we fast, we know the rewards. أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَ وَالَّتِي بَعْدَهُ
Yes.
That's the first one. Allah forgives the previous year and the upcoming year. Second of all, if there was a system and we can create that system ourselves, it's the time where we can give out our annual zakah. Two pillars already fulfilled.
Allahu Akbar.
And every single day we have to do five salawat. That is a given. That's pillar number three. And in the month of Dhul Hijjah, in these 10 days, you find that on the day of Eid and the day of Arafah, we have to do tasbih, tahleel, tahmeed, and takbir every single time, glorifying Allah and saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Pillar number one. What's even amazing from all, Allah allows us to do Hajj.
Allahu Akbar.
You notice all of the five pillars are complete, subhanAllah.
So this is why these days are so significant, because all of these important signs of Islam, all these masha'ir of Islam, you're able to do them during these 10 days.
Aywa.
These are like 10 days of sale, Sheikh.
Not even sale. Not even opportunity, free.
MashaAllah.
SubhanAllah. You know, the best thing about our ibadah is that Allah doesn't want anything from us but our devotion.
Yes.
As long as we understand that one ibadah that I would do on this day is counted as tenfold, 20, even more, adha'afa mudha'afa, we strive for it. And because all of the five pillars, you notice that in these days they are gathered together, I don't see ourselves saying, why not doing them? If we cannot go to Hajj, we can be like the people of Hajj.
Yes, in our devotion and in our intention and everything. Sheikhna, how should our actions be? What should we be doing during these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, Sheikh?
SubhanAllah. The first thing that I would advise, and it's of utmost importance, you don't have to specifically pick this ibadah because you feel this is great. Basically, I would say, best choose a ibadah, a worship that you can afford to do. You have a living. You have to seek for your food. You have to pay for your bills. You have to do this. Now, you don't have to put yourself in a position where now you are making yourself go through a tough time. So what happens is that not all of us have the capability to fast, especially, for example, in the West. You know, the hours are extremely long, especially now. And fasting for like 18 hours, some of them fasting for 19 hours, is quite extreme, isn't it?
Yes.
So you notice that the best of ibadah one can do is start to fast from day one, according to the hadith of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the way to day nine. That's the best of all ibadah that we can do. But if that's not possible, let's just make sure we do our nawafil after all of our salawat al-mafruud.
Yes.
If not, you can give out charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start preparing yourself. If not, impossible, just don't forget one thing. An-nahru fi yawm al-eid. That you make sure you slaughter on the day of Eid. that it's at least something if you have done throughout these days, which would literally cover and complement the rest of the other days, subhanAllah.
Sheikh, and you can do all of those. You can fast, you can do sadaqah, you can do all of those together, inshallah.
Of course, well. Yes. If you want and you can bundle them together, why not strive for Allah? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَ لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
And also fasting on the day of Arafah as well, Sheikh.
Aywa, we shouldn't forget that.
Yes.
The day of Arafah is the most important day. Don't start day one and then day eight, you say, I'm tired, and forget day nine. La ilaha illallah.
So we should fast the day of Arafah, Sheikh.
I would extremely advise you do that.
MashaAllah.
It might not be a fariḍah, which is an obligatory fast, but it's a highly, highly recommended sunnah, known as sunnah mu'akkadah. And it's something for our salvation. Literally, Allah put it there so that we can at least be saved from the hellfire. And there's something amazing that we shouldn't forget. We had Sha'ban, Ramadan, and then Dhul Hijjah, then Dhul Qa'dah, isn't it? There's something special about Sha'ban which connects us to Ramadan. And there's something special with Shawwal, and there's something special about Ramadan with Shawwal which connects us all the way to Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah.
Yes.
All right? Doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the Messenger explain to us in Sha'ban that in Sha'ban, أُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمْ, that yes. I love that my deeds are lifted to Allah while I'm in a state of fasting? The Messenger mention that? Immediately Allah brings what? Ramadan. So you notice that in Sha'ban as we fast, okay, we fast for our deeds to be escorted with a good deed. And when we enter Ramadan, what are we doing? So you notice that all these days, we are already preparing ourselves for Dhul Hijjah itself. SubhanAllah.
Jazakallah khairan, Shaykhna.
Barakallah feek.
May Allah reward you and bless you. Thank you for being with us today, inshallah ta'ala. MashaAllah ta'ala, brothers and sisters, today we went through the importance of the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, inshallah ta'ala. In the next episode, we're going to be talking about the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, inshallah ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, make sure you're with us on our next episode of Dhul Hijjah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.